This is not the future we were promised.
Jinx and Sue podcast, episode 66. My name is Joel Watson. I'm your host, and with me, as usual, even though we haven't done one of these for 10 months. 10 months!
Goddamn.
Josh Jeffcoat, godless sodomite.
Woo!
Eli.
In his house.
We're here to fuck shit up.
Eli Luna. I hesitate to use any racial slurs, but
no,
why not?
Do it. That's going to be the hot topic for tonight.
Dirty Mexican.
So we bring the topics to you, though. The reader?
Listener. Dirty Mexican, Eli.
Listen up, Arizona.
And as always, as of recent, our theme song is The Future by the band Spiraling and my good friend Tom Brisland at spiraling.net. You can purchase that song. And Tom Brisland, BRISLIN.com. Also follow him at Tom Brisland on Twitter. And our bandwidth is provided by Infinistorm. Go to infinistorm.com/hijinks if you have needs for virtual private server hosting or .NET app development. So, why haven't we done a show for 10 months?
Because we hate you.
Why do you sound like you've got some sort of a robot voice?
I have no idea. Did you fuck up the soundboard again?
That was good.
You have kind of a robot voice. I don't know why.
Oh, God damn it.
No, he really does.
Isn't that neat?
In real life, he does.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's part droid.
I'm not.
So this isn't really
I'm not
a
actually real.
Oh, dude.
I wonder how that's going to come across in the final recording, if he's going to have a robot voice
or
not.
Sure
the entire
will.
Time.
That'll be kind of neat to check out.
Who's the toaster thing the MST3 guys get added to?
Toaster.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. The guy that repeats the
Disembodio.
Yeah, there we go.
Disembodio.
Mm. I'm like that, but less funny.
I am.
And a whole lot gayer.
I can't track. I'm looking at my mixing board. I'm trying to figure out that problem. And
I did not sound like this before you got to the mixing board.
I got
God
nothing. And unfortunately,
the first time
I have agreed to let Eli have the soundboard.
Of course.
That was such a mistake. What a terrible, terrible. That's going to bite. It's already biting me in the ass. Ah, damn it.
Nice. Nice. So this is the first time I've actually had a good mic. And you do this to me.
Actually, oddly enough, that's the same mic you've had for the past, I don't know, since Eli bought them?
It's just the end user.
So anyway.
Shit in, shit out.
Yeah, so, I mean, well.
If I've had it for a year and we haven't done this for
10 months.
When we
get to our first break, we'll take all that apart and find out why you have a robot voice. It'll be interesting if it doesn't come across in the recording.
I am a robot.
And no one knows what we're talking about.
I am a robot.
I am talking like a robot. So, robots, we used to do this podcast called the Hijinks and Sue podcast. And then we stopped. And then all I got for almost a year was disappointed emails and tweets and comments about how the podcast needs to come back. So here it is.
Woo.
You jerks. Enjoy it. So what has happened in the last 10 months? We've missed so much. Like, things have happened where I've gone, God damn it, why aren't we on the podcast?
Right.
Did you know we have a black president?
Wait, what?
I was in prison the whole time.
There's a black man in the White House.
Go ahead and tell everybody the reason why we haven't done this.
Your job
that
got
guy,
crazy. That, oh, I'm that, sorry. Obamacare.
No. Right.
And we then, were able to do a podcast knowing that we would be healthy.
He's like, that wasn't your corn on the cob. And then I was like, that is my corn on the cob. And then I right in the throat.
Obama?
It was some guy. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It was a truck stop.
It was a guy that looks like Obama.
That sounds even weirder with your robot voice when you whisper.
I am a whispering robot.
So,
hear me whisper. I am programmed
to whisper. So, let's go around the table. Let's go around the table, the actual table, and let's talk about what's happened. Because we're not going to cover all of the pop culture that's happened in the last 10 months. There's been, you know, there was the Bed Intruder song. That's about it, right? That was like the main
just
thing.
Just that. I paid for that.
We went to the moon, right?
No.
We got back from the moon.
Yes.
No, those guys could be on the moon.
No, we had left some guys on the moon.
We left them.
Some are still there.
There are 33 Chileans on the moon right now.
This I heard about. Only on the periphery, but I do understand that bad things have happened to some brown people.
You would think that if they were any good, they would have gotten out themselves.
Do you know
that you could sum up almost all there. You could sum up all world news that doesn't happen in America with bad things happen to some brown people?
Yeah.
Almost all of it.
Except for the Chinese.
Well, that's because nothing bad happens.
Bad things don't happen to them.
They make our Apple products.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
only good comes from there.
They are sitting pretty.
They're living
what do you
up.
Figure a guy making an iPod every day makes? Like $60,000?
In his
grains of rice?
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you're making like the best phone there is, you got to be riding high on the...
Rice train?
How do you say horse in Chinese? Horse?
Horse.
Yeah, that was more racist. Thank you.
Would you like some horse sauce?
Those guys must be pretty happy. I mean, they must be doing horsey sauce. No, that's actually from Arby's. Yes. Arby's is not a Chinese franchise.
Arby's, official sponsor of Hijinks and Sue.
I don't eat there anymore.
Hey, turn your phone back on so I can see the timer. Oh. Wait. Any more implies that you used to eat there?
I lived next door to an Arby's when I was in Minneapolis.
It went away, but now it's back.
Why? Four for a dollar.
Is there
something
weird in the cable? Or?
12 for
maybe.
Like...
Jiggle your cable?
12.50 cents I'm jiggling. Something?
No, jiggle at the base.
Jiggle with
just
it.
The
wait,
base.
Wait, where do I
not
need
the tip.
Where do wow, I need wow, to grip it
move,
from?
Move the shaft. Jiggle the cable at the base of the mic. There you go. Not talking to it.
Anything?
Slower.
Anything?
Do it slower.
Like this?
Again.
To the left?
Bend it towards you.
Hello?
But at the base, you keep moving here. There you go. Now talk.
Base.
Testing. 1, 2.
Nope.
Anything?
No, it's still bad.
Nope. No,
stop it. Just stop talking.
We'll fix it later. In the net first break.
Sabotage. So.
This worked 10 minutes ago.
And Eli, you got engaged.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got engaged to fan favorite. Hijinks and Sue podcast. Fan favorite. It was in your contract that you had to marry one... You had to marry one person who had been on at least 10 shows.
And Josh said no.
Right. But he did agree.
Well, I've only been on for 9.
I was desperately trying to get Rick.
Total. When you add up all the time.
Total.
I was trying to get Rick to get on at least 8 more episodes.
Right. Was Rick on one of these?
No.
No.
Oh.
But in his contract, 2 were already like forfeited. So.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you had your choices. Alex didn't make the cut.
No.
Good friend
it was
Alex.
It was a close second. We did it in the traditional Filipino way. Which
hang on,
is,
but we haven't even said it's Denise. It's not Josh. It's Denise.
I was wielding a fire sword, and I rode down on a golden hawk. And then
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The
proposal?
Yeah, it's
oh, okay.
Traditional.
Oh, that's how.
And then at the end, we broke burrito, and then
cross-cultural.
Well, yeah,
contamination.
She gets my half.
Right.
Did you hers.
Eat the hawk?
Does anyone get mad that you're race mixing when it's two different kinds of brownish people? No one cares about that, right?
No, Jesse Jackson.
No one really gives a shit about that at all.
No, he's like...
Plus, like, no one even knows what Filipinos
that's like
are.
Using, that's like when you build your own PC and then...
Oh, I can't wait to see where this goes.
Yeah, no, you're like, hey, I'm not using that video card anymore. You're going to just go ahead and use that. Oh, and that keyboard? I don't know if it still works, but... You can take that.
So what you're saying is your children
are
going to have
card or the keyboard.
Your children are going to have driver issues.
Yeah, probably.
Okay,
there's a good chance.
Okay, so like lazy eye.
So what I'm saying is like
they're going to have a Pakistani
baby arm.
Unlike pure Apple, like we're not pure, and you're like, whoa, you can't use like a non Apple keyboard. You know,
you can't now.
Yeah, but
is this about doing it? What are you talking about?
Sure.
Okay, so you guys haven't done it though, right? Because you're not married.
Well, no, because you have,
hang on.
Oh, you have.
Okay, we're back. I had to say goodnight to my daughter.
Are we recording again?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
And why was she scared of you, Josh?
Because I'm not wearing the same shirt.
She said you were wearing a different shirt.
I don't know what that means.
Potentially last time she saw you, which would have been like 4 months ago. So
no, there was that. We were just.
She wasn't here for that.
No, she wasn't here. That's right.
No.
I don't know.
She did not like you. Not because, as the aforementioned, godless sodomy. She did not like your Half-Life shirt. Is that what that is?
God. This is a Borderlands shirt, dude.
Oh, okay. Wow, you guys kind of like ripped off that look from Half-Life.
Actually, now that I look at it from here,
good job ripping off that Half-Life logo.
It's not a Lambda symbol.
Yeah, whatever you say. So
Black Mesa logo.
So we talked about Eli's pending nuptials is what we were talking about.
That's a dirty word.
You are betrothed to Denise.
I've made a huge mistake.
She is of, as we know, Filipino descent. And here is where I was really disappointed in this whole thing. About a month ago, again, let me just start off by saying I am disappointed by your engagement. About a month ago, we all went to an engagement party, an engagement dinner, if you will, for Eli and Denise, where your families met for the first time. And no race war.
Yeah, it was very sad.
No race war at all.
We tried.
Do Mexicans and Canadians ever duke it out? No.
And she's not Canadian.
I'm just saying.
I don't know where this is going.
There was an opportunity.
When the U.S. went up against Mother Russia in Rocky IV.
Right.
That's more of your traditional, you know, superpower versus superpower.
Mexican? Oh, so you're saying we have two non-superpowers.
Yeah, right. What are you expecting?
I see.
It's like when you're playing...
Well, Filipino...
When you're playing Risk and they're like, oh, I'm going to take over like Australia, and you're like, whatever.
No, when you take the Philippines in Risk, they just give it to you. Like, there's no... You'd get that for free by rolling first or something. Right.
There's no saving throw for it.
No. No one gives a crap about
it. I touched
that.
It first is how that works.
In Mexico, you try not to get.
And then it's
Risk.
Like, I don't really want it. It just takes up more space on my board.
Yeah, it takes up my dudes.
They're like, that's all right. And it's like, all right.
All the dudes that you send to the Philippines in Risk are just bored. They're just eating live baby ducks and ice cream on bread.
And ice cream on bread?
Yeah, what? They do that.
How do you, I not know that?
You'll buy a roll and they'll scoop it out like a bread bowl and just fill it full of gross yam ice cream.
No, it's on the Food Channel.
Ugh. Oh, I don't watch that. I don't.
You really should. It's super gay.
Nobody posts that shit to download. Oh,
that's right. You don't have TV.
Right.
Your beard is extra gimly today.
Yeah, it's getting pretty out of control.
I'm just saying.
We'll post pics on the website.
And Josh,
for
my
listeners.
And my ex.
Eli, did you even have this current job you have in January?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not news.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
It was like October of last year.
And then I did like 14 cons since the last.
Con!
Yeah, since the last. Hang on.
What? Oh.
Try that again.
Con!
That was nice. That's good use of our new technology.
Yeah. How much did we pay for that?
That one effect? It was probably about
$1,000.
Yeah.
And to say con in that way, which is obviously there's licensing involved. So
Pete, Pete the pizza guy is our audio engineer.
Keith Pizza?
Keith
Pizza callback from like episode three or four.
Wow. That's a 2% joke right there.
Eli, is that the timer has been running consistently? Did you pause it when we stopped?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It is correct.
I'm glad to hear that.
Is on GMT.
Josh, did anything happen to you over the 10-month hiatus? It's not multiple hiatus.
I did a couple gay things.
He's the guy. He's the guy.
A couple.
He's the guy I stabbed.
Are you off your game? Yeah.
No. I don't game that much.
A couple
I'm
of gay
old.
Did you say game things or gay things?
I said gay things.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't gay that much?
No.
What happened? It seems like you're jet setting. Across the country all the goddamn time.
Yeah. I did twice, three times this year. Fewer than prior years. I'm getting old.
That's right. You're old in gay years.
Right, right.
I forgot about that.
I only have another 14 months on the carousel.
It's like the Gandalf. Like you're only going to be Gandalf the White for so long.
Right.
And Sauron turned into Sauron the rainbow colored eventually.
Right.
So that's the thing that I think that's what happens to Josh.
Yeah.
Eventually. Now.
Then he just turns into steam.
See, I thought you were in Spain, but you were not on that
trip. No. Jeff was going to Spain.
Who's Jeff? Who's Jeff? The listeners don't know about Jeff.
Oh no. Jeff is Daddy Bear.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
For you to say that.
Yeah.
Because Alec Baldwin said that on national TV.
I know.
30 Rock.
It was a beautiful moment.
You're more married than Eli is.
Kind of.
That's gross, too.
Except that that's not legal here.
Do you hear that, Eli?
Yeah.
Godless sodomites are more committed than you are because you can't just shit or get off the butt. You're waiting like a year.
Yeah, no, it goes back to the whole Filipino. After I ride the hawk,
oh, okay,
we're back. I have to wrestle like a hippo or something.
But we haven't done that yet.
No.
Because that has to be in a ceremonial holding tank in the Philippines.
Yeah, I have to fly to
We're having another family dinner for the hippo.
It's on pay-per-view, though.
And Denise's parents came over like by like what makeshift kayak, bamboo sort of vessel. Took them like what, 3 years or
something like
they
that.
They started coming when you guys started dating and then they just got here like a month ago.
Right.
And now they're on their way back.
Right.
I assumed that when we all had dinner together that we were all married.
Everyone at the table collectively?
Well, I mean, I assumed there was some sort of Filipino-Mexican tradition.
Are we Mormon now?
No, that was after I had to fight.
There was like 20 Mormon. Of us.
Yeah. You got there late.
We're sister wives.
You got there late, but I had just defeated the ostrich.
Right. At Babe's Chicken.
Right. In round three.
At Babe's Chicken Shack.
Of you the had ceremonial knife fighting ceremony.
That place is an embarrassment of chicken riches. Like you and the guy right You and the guy right next to you ordered fried chicken and they bring out an entire fried chicken for each of you and you're not allowed to share. They enforce that very strictly.
Well, they do that by giving you bags.
Yeah, you're not allowed to take anything home either. They give you Walmart bags to take your meat home.
You can take your chicken home in a bag, but you can't put mashed potatoes in a bag.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, you could.
Well, you're not supposed to.
And I've done it. And then you cut off the bottom and you just...
like you pipe it out like an icing bag?
Basically.
All right. We'll be right back on Hijinks Ensue.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on.
Hey. And we're back.
Oh, okay. All right, that's going.
So, Eli, you wanted to do something
stupid.
And I've agreed to indulge you in it. Go for it. Go for it.
I was reading on the internet through Ustream. I set up an interview with an exclusive.
It's live via Ustream?
Internet, yes.
Okay.
So we're going to have to pipe this through. And I know you're following this because you sent me that text about, hey, text like minor to 555 for relief fund.
Because I care about the issues.
Right, because of the dudes who were mining in the mine.
What kind of mine was that in Chile?
It was a...
was it a chili mine in Chile?
I think it was like cobalt or something.
It wasn't like gumbo or chili.
It was like the one from Lord of the Rings.
Like Moria.
Right. But if
that is deep.
We can pipe this through. But you're going to have to set up the internet to do this.
All right. Click, 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 click. It's all done.
Are you? Hello. Hello, miner? Wait. Wow, it sounds like I'm in a mine. Why does it sound?
Because you were talking to me through the shaft.
Oh, okay.
Can
you hear us? Let me.
It's closer to the mine.
There you go. There you go. That's better. I don't want to have to. Can you hear us?
Obviously, we're having a conversation.
Oh, okay. Good. How. Are you, did they forget you, leave you behind? Are you okay?
That's a lot of questions for the first thing to say. Big one. I have limited oxygen.
Hello.
Yes, you have to ask a goddamn question first. It's almost like I'm falling.
Okay, good. What are the conditions like down there? Is everything okay? Are you guys?
All right, this guy's not taking you seriously.
Hello?
This guy's an asshole. He's not taking you seriously.
Yeah. We lost him.
We lost the
feed. No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. There he is. Hey, so what are the bathroom like? I was curious. What are the bathroom conditions like down there? I mean, so you're standing in your shits.
Well, no, you find like a crevasse, and you make your business down the crevasse.
You squat over the crevasse, and it's crevasse squatting.
We lose many miners this way.
Oh, wait. So you're saying this happens more than just once a year?
Like every Tuesday? Tuesday is take a bathroom day.
Oh, okay. No, so you guys have a schedule. That's good.
You hold it all week.
Right. Good.
Because otherwise people would be...
What were you guys mining for? I mean, is it sounds very dangerous, this mining. Talk about mining.
Rather not. It's, you know, I come on to talk. I don't want to talk about work, you know?
Oh, okay.
I do this shit like 23 hours a day.
So, do you have hobbies? I mean, can you do hobbies down there in the mine?
Professionally, I'm a miner, but I do some hobby mining.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Like, for... What kind of... what are we... What are we...
different stuff. Dirt.
Oh, okay.
So,
Josh, this really isn't funny. You really shouldn't be helping the situation.
They don't let us keep it, you know? The cobalt.
Oh, okay.
They don't let us keep it. So I get to keep the dirt.
Wait, so is that like Blood Diamond? Like, is your are your kids down there? Or is
I
it just...
I did not see that movie.
Oh. Oh, wait, do you guys not have movies down there?
We don't get HBO.
What is it? Oh, all right. That makes... Well, that makes a lot. I'm... Wow.
Plus, I'm in a goddamn mine!
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, but you aren't trapped.
Are you
No, this is just for the internet.
Oh, this is a waste of my time. I'm dying.
But we're hoping... Oh. Okay, well, is there anything you want to say to the fans out there of Hijinks and Zoo podcast?
What is that? Is that to save me?
Wait, you haven't heard of that?
Can you send me a sandwich?
I'm
going to put my face near the hole, and you throw down food and also water.
Like, you know, we probably could get this sponsored by Subway. Would you like a Subway?
Again, I'm a Chilean miner. I don't know what that is.
Oh.
No.
You guys, oh, we lost him.
Fuck, we lost him.
Wow. That's exclusive.
You know, best of luck to him, though. We didn't even get his name.
Oh, no, it was just miner number 50-something. Oh.
We probably
How
couldn't.
Do we get him back?
Wait, did he fall?
Javier?
Did he fall lower into the mine?
I think he was screaming his name as he fell down to the shit level.
Yeah, followed by Fly, you fool. So he's going to be busy now for a little bit. He'll be back later.
He's like, you...
And he'll be much whiter.
Shall not pass.
We'll care about him when he's whiter.
This... Listen, do you know what we've done with this show? We've only been back for like 20, 30 minutes. Racism. Lots and lots and lots of racism.
I don't think so. I think we may have saved... We made...
Saved race relations with Chile.
Right. And right. We inform people about the dangers of mines.
Where they... Well, don't go in them.
Right. Just don't do that.
Don't.
Stop it.
If you're like, thinking about mining, stop it. Don't mine.
It's like making... Like when you plan a vacation, we're like, we're going to go check out caves. And they're like, why? Why are you going to lick a hole in the ground?
Yeah, don't, because you're going to die. You're going to die. There was a guy on The Daily Show a couple months ago who wrote a book of none of the information to actually have in front of me, but about going into caves that are like 3 to 5 miles deep. And how terrifyingly horrible that is, and how he loves it and his life's work. And
why?
Like, well, just that's how you're going to die. So just die. Just kill yourself already, because, I mean, that's what you're doing professionally.
Right. Like the guy who writes stories about gangs.
It's like the longest suicide ever. Yeah, if you're going to embed yourself with MS-13, most dangerous gang in the world, then you might as well write your final chapter.
I'd like to see that insurance. And, so you need insurance? Yeah, what is it you do? I write stories about gangs.
I find the most dangerous gang in the world, and then I fool them. I play jokes on them into thinking that I'm one of them, and then eventually they kill me.
And I'll make a movie, and Denzel will be in it. I don't think... I'm going to talk to my boss, but I don't think
Denzel
that's insurance.
Is Denzel in a gang?
No, he's what? In a gang.
He's stronger than
As a man, he's in a gang.
Oh, okay. The movie's based on Denzel.
Dude, speaking of that, have you seen Speed?
I'm telling you, racism. It's just crazy. It's
Speed, the movie based on a train.
What?
What?
Has nobody seen this?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was like you saw this when we went to go see Piranha 3D. There's like a movie about a train that they're like, the brakes are out on the train, and it's got
it's Speed, like Speed, but with a train is right. What you're trying to say. Yeah.
Whatever.
You used a lot of words that didn't make any sense.
I thought you said they remade Speed, but with a train.
But with a train.
What he said was
somehow the train still ramps off of the highway.
They did, and Denzel's in it.
It's like one car.
They replaced Keanu with Denzel. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No.
You haven't seen the trailer for
this? Atomic Train?
I don't remember this
at
all.
It's like...
No, it's not Atomic Train.
They show like...
Making shit up now.
I'm just saying shit, yeah.
They just show the inner world, and then with a train. And then the guy's like,
in a world with a train. Okay, I'm with you so far.
And he's like, the train can't stop. And he's like, what do you mean the train can't stop? And they show Denzel. He's like, what do you mean there's explosives on the train? You're like, seriously? And it's like, this November.
Show me where you put the train.
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
It's like,
it's on the tracks. Turn left. I can't. It's a fucking train. Turn left.
It's all right. Do you know how trains work? Bang. He's dead.
Yeah. Like,
where is he going? He could go anywhere. He can't.
No, he can only go where the tracks will take him.
It's like a starring Denzel and Thomas the Train.
Is Alec Baldwin still the narrator of that?
Wait, of Thomas?
You guys wouldn't be Thomas as familiar with Thomas as I am, not having 3-year-olds yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I don't know where he's going with that. No, no. Alec Baldwin was the one human being on Thomas the Train for a long time.
I don't
remember. George Carlin was before him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Runaway Train.
Thomas was high?
No, where wait, is it? Nope, sorry. Nope, forget that.
Thomas was very high. I think I can.
I think you can too. I can't do George
I just
Carlin.
Need I don't another know. I'll find talk.
Runaway Train. Oh, please tell me they use the Soul Asylum song from 92 or 93.
Runaway train never come back.
We'll look it up.
You're the only person that remembers that song, Joel.
Runaway track.
No, wasn't there a band called Train?
Yeah, there was a band called Train, too.
There was that one song. I was somewhere with Denise. Is that the one where he's like, oh, fuck, how does that song, like, Train had one song.
Yeah, it was about a girl. Her name was, like, Victoria or something.
Something.
Valerie.
Something.
I know a song called Crazy Train.
Crazy Train. It was Train it was right. Famous for their song Crazy Train.
But, yeah, so anyway, I remember listening to that song by that band Train. Is that in the cave, in the mine?
No, it was just me.
Oh, okay.
I have reverb on this thing.
I
don't even know what you're talking
about. You're going to ruin the magic.
Wait, we're never. Why? We don't have a camera. Nobody can see what's happening.
I probably have to pay for that now.
Oh, yeah, probably.
You just bankrupted yourself.
Runaway Crazy. They should have. You know what? They missed an opportunity to call that movie Crazy Train. And then the final scene is Denzel going, this train is crazy!
Dude, did you see Saturday Night Live with that guy's
impression? With the Denzel impression, yeah.
That was
the new black guy on SNL does good. Every black guy.
And he does it really well.
Well, how hard is that? I mean, don't they all
okay, oh. Eli, where's that timer? Nope. Kind of wondering where we are.
We still got a good, like, 12
kind of wondering
minutes.
Where we are on that.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Oh,
like,
shit. Yeah, so we have to keep going. So look.
Dead air.
I don't know his name, which tells you one thing. That I don't pay that much attention to SNL anymore. Though I still watch it. I don't know why.
Yeah, but 30 Rock did that live episode. That was like SNL, but not.
Okay, hang on. Before we get to that 30 Rock, because I do want to talk about that. So the recent SNL, they've added like 4 or 5 younger cast members. And they've added this black dude that can do pretty spot-on impressions of most of the major.
Who did he do before that? Will Smith?
He did Will Smith. Here's the problem. He doesn't have that everyman face. Like Phil Hartman had. So it's actually distracting that he doesn't look anything like. Like, it's like to make him Will Smith, they gave him slightly different hair. And to make him Denzel, they gave him slightly different hair. I don't know. That doesn't do it for me from an impression standpoint.
You should get a weave.
Some kind of prosthesis. He needs some sort of facial prosthesis.
His voice was pretty damn good.
But it was spot on. His impression was great. Here's the problem.
I think the problem was it was actually too good that the audience was like going, you can hear the audience go, like, what
did he do
fuck?
To Denzel? How are they doing that? He ate him.
But
what are we going to eat after
SNL
this?
In its prime, SNL was based on a few solid original characters and pop culture parodies. Right. And they would have on someone from a movie or a TV show, and they would always parody that movie or TV show.
Sure.
And they stopped doing that. They haven't done that in almost a decade. They gave up on it completely for the 2000s. I don't know why. And at least the last 6 years. So then Jane Lynch goes on from Glee, and they do a Glee parody.
Right.
Which had its faults. It was too long, and it was a little bit forced, but it reminded me what it was like to actually enjoy SNL when they would do, because it was funny to see them do sort of bad impressions of the various characters. The problem they have now is their cast is just super weak.
Well,
the whole cast is super weak.
Yeah, but it also part of it is like the internet has destroyed everything.
Sure, because
you can't do that show. Well, like in the 90s when Hartman and all those guys were on, you can't.
Yeah, we have Funny or Die Now.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Now we have to pay for that word.
There's more shit online that you can get faster than wait once a week.
Yeah, and also more topical. I mean, yeah, something can happen today and the video can be online today making fun of it. Did you see Bruce Willis on Between Two Ferns?
That was wonderful.
That was amazing.
That was actually really good.
The whole thing's 5 minutes long. He doesn't say a word for the first 3 minutes. He just stares at the floor.
Just really
awkward.
It's
the first time that someone has just talked. Galifianakis says, when you were making the whole 10 yards, was there thought ever cross your mind that it was going to be too good? And he just stares at the ground. He just never says a word. And then finally he starts rambling. This just incoherent, like languishing for his old life and how great the 80s were. And it's pretty great.
That kind of sounds like when I went to go see Kevin Smith at the House of Blues, and he was talking about his experience with Bruce Willis, and he's like, dude, this guy, like, you can't tell him what to do because of the fact that he encompasses all of the 80s. He's like, dude, don't tell me how to do the 80s. I am the 80s.
He asked him if all of his kids is Ashton his favorite. and then if he followed his tweets. And then does Ashton call you? And he's like, did you see my tweet? Did you see what I tweeted? Did you see it? It's pretty good.
It's pretty awkward.
Galifianakis was on the most recent episode of Comedy Death Ray Radio, which is a popular podcast that I've done some work for them. I designed their logo and their t-shirts, and most of your favorite comedians are on that show fairly often. And Galifianakis was on there last week and got into talking about how he has no control over, you know, when he makes a movie, he doesn't really care. He doesn't watch movies. He doesn't give a shit about movies. He takes the money, regurgitates the lines, and leaves. And he talked about how he's in a massive, like, shitstorm right now, fighting with a studio because he doesn't want to be a part of something they want him to do. And then he kind of stops himself, and he's like, never mind. And then the host says, oh, but you're doing the, hey, oh. Yeah, never mind. Because they're doing a sequel to The Hangover.
Right.
And then the next day, it comes out online that Mel Gibson has a cameo in The Hangover. And he was just talking about how he doesn't like to do things that compromise his morals. So I'm assuming that doing a scene with Mel Gibson, this is two steps away from what he was saying. But
Galifianakis hates people that hate Jews? Is that?
He's an anti-Semite.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I can get behind that.
Oh, sure. But I mean, it's Gibson.
Like when he's drunk and he gets pulled over, he's like, hey, sugar tits. I bet you're a Jew hater, aren't you? You look like a Jew hater. And he's belligerent to her.
Is he Jewish?
Galifianakis? No, he's Greek.
It's all the same. His name might as well be
Galliopopoulos. All right, we'll be right back with Hijinks and Sue.
This is not the future we were promised.
And we're back, Hijinks and Sue podcast, episode 66. Listen, I know a lot of you guys have missed the podcast while it's been gone for 6 months. No, 10 months. 10 months.
Yeah, it's a long time.
10 months. Last show we did was January 15th. And before that, we'd only done like three since August. Can you stop it with the bullshit?
No.
Okay. So anyway, to keep the podcast going, here is my proposal. We need to find a way for this to actually help me subsist as an independent artist, and that's one thing the podcast has never really contributed towards because it doesn't have any merchandise and there's no advertisements on it and whatnot. So I am proposing a donation subscription drive between now and the end of the year. I would like to get 300 recurring monthly subscribers. You can subscribe at your donation at podcast.hijinksandsue.com/donations. You can subscribe at $5, $10, $15, or $20 a month. Any amount counts as a subscriber. Right now, there's actually a pretty good head start. I've got about 80. I haven't checked the numbers today, but it's like between 80 and 85. By the next podcast, I will let you know where we are. But if you love the podcast, if you don't want it to stop, if you want to see it coming once a week, if you want to see new things like interviews with semi-famous internet people and various other cool things happening with it, please, please, please consider donating to support the podcast. As an independent artist, it's extremely difficult for me to make a living doing this. And this will go a long way to keeping the podcast a part of my routine. So 300 subscribers at any amount between $5 and $20 recurring donation a month, podcast.hijinksensue.com/donations. And basically, as long as we can keep it at 300 or higher, then we're golden. And I can keep the podcast going, and we can do a lot of cool things with it. So there you go. We'll be back. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks. I appreciate that. Thank you. We'll be back after this.
This is not the future we were promised.
Okay, we're back. And Hijinks and Sue podcast. Josh, where did you go recently? You went to New York?
Yeah, New York for most of last week.
Why did you go there?
Because I had never been. And
are you serious? You've never been to New York?
Yeah, that was my first trip.
Of all the goddamn places you go all the time, you've never been to New York.
It's weird. I don't know how it happened either.
But you typically go to the middle of the country.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean the place New York? I think you meant like the guy New York. You said places you hadn't been.
That's not even, no. What? I'm going to stop that right here. That doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense at all. Go ahead.
But yeah, no, it was first time I've ever been there.
Purely recreational?
Yeah. I had a couple of vacation days to kill.
No business? I don't know.
Oh, I think you meant like you had a doctor's prescription or something.
Yeah.
My therapist is in New York. I have to fly up once a week
to
talk to him.
Right,
turns out he's just a homeless guy. Speaking of.
Oh, God.
So what happened to you on the subway?
Yeah, I don't even think he was homeless. Like, he was wearing decent clothes anyway. But no, it was fun. Getting around the city with a subway was an experience.
It's kind of amazing how well it can actually work, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, if you plan for it and then actually do it.
If you figure out how it works pretty quick, you can get just about anywhere in under half an hour. So it's no different than driving.
Yeah.
Well, in a normal place. If you drive there, you die.
Right.
Instantly the first day.
I would never drive a car there.
I've only been inside a car one time in New York. That was in one cab ride from JFK to our hotel, and it was the most terrifying ride of my life.
Right. Actually, the taxis in Shanghai were a lot worse.
Oh, I'm sure.
We got hit by a bus.
Because they didn't have motors. You got hit by a bus.
Yeah, it's like dudes pulling
a bus
rear
ended our taxi. The dude came out, yelled at the bus driver, got back on the car, and we left.
Kept driving.
And I was like, okay, whatever. It was like the bumper's all caved in, but, you know, the car's probably okay.
Could have been worse.
But, no, so I was down... riding the subway, we were coming back from Ground Zero, so you know having.
Oh, were you helping with the mosque?
Yes,
you were.
Yeah, I had my prayer mat.
Okay,
it was pointed towards Madonna's house.
Southeast,
gay Mecca,
right? Yeah,
gay Mecca. Sure,
fuck real Mecca. What the hell?
Yeah.
And I got sort of trapped on the subway. Like I sat down on a car, and it was pretty empty. And then the next stop, the whole thing filled in, and this dude like sat down next to me. And started kind of rambling at me about the car that we were in, the subway car. And I'm trying to ignore him, but he's talking to, like, at my face from next to me. So it's, like, it's really awkward. And it's pretty clear he does not like the car that we're riding in. And it looks brand new.
From a quality standpoint.
Right, right, right. He's saying, like these new cars are terrible. I hate them. All the classic cars are, like, and he said this. The original Star Trek Enterprise, and they were just classic. They always worked. Even when they broke down, they were good. These new cars are like a fucking galaxy class piece of shit. And
wait, you were sitting next to William Shatner?
They look like a 90s minivan.
I'm trapped in a sea of 100 people next to the insane guy.
Look, he's valid. Dude, the number one complaint about a galaxy class starship, an Intrepid class as well, is they look like a 90s, a late 80s, early 90s Astrovan.
Yeah, Windstar, baby. Woo.
Yeah, Ford Windstar, sure. Yeah. Absolutely. That was a Starfleet decision. It was an unpopular
but
one.
The guy clearly knew what he was talking about. He was actually throwing around like the model numbers for the cars and talking to me like I have any idea what the fuck that means.
Did any of what he was saying make any sense? Like, did it look like a Galaxy Class starship or?
It looked like a fucking subway car.
Sure, I bet it did. Okay.
Did he smell like onions in an old sock?
What's with this sock?
So, like, no L cars panels that were in the subway
car? No. There was like a little LED readout over the door.
No androids at con stations or.
No holodeck.
No visor wearing dudes.
Yeah. There was like a professional panhandler came in with a bag and like.
Was Michael Dorn on the subway car?
Actually, the panhandler could have been.
Okay. Okay.
It's hard to tell.
Okay.
But when the dirt cakes up on his forehead and then you're not sure if it's sort of a prosthesis.
Well, that's a skin condition.
A prosthesis or not.
Did you say anything to the guy at all? Did you rebut in any way?
I was like, yeah.
I would have engaged him in argument.
It caught me too off guard. And it's when Galaxy Class piece of shit came out of his mouth.
You just kind of shut down at that point.
It was sort of a defense mechanism where I kind of had to like curl into a ball.
Yeah, you sort of did an armadillo move.
Like, clearly this is a dream and I'm not supposed to be here. So
that is a pretty good, surreal, that's a pretty good Trump move on the homeless guy.
Yeah.
Throw out something that would be like, what? Oh, huh.
Wait,
I have to respond now.
You have to think, like, and I'm thinking in my head, like, does he have a point? Is there something I can pull from the statement that, no, you're just insane.
The one and only time I rode.
Black or white?
He was white. Well, he wasn't me white. He was you white? Like, there was some ethnic there, but it had
70-30.
It hadn't been bred out over a few generations, and there was still a touch of it.
Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Right.
Right.
Generations. But there's a movie called Generations.
Shut up.
Star Trek Generations.
Star Trek.
So, the one and only time I was on a Dallas...
Number one.
Dallas equivalent of a subway, which is our super shitty DART system.
The DART.
Dallas Area Rapid Transit. The bus.
We have a tunnel here also.
Not been on the tunnel. So we
took, no. There's a tunnel toy.
We went to the museum with our daughter. At the time, she was barely. She was probably three, right at three. And so we take the we go to the park and ride, and we take the train, which turns out doesn't save you any time or any money. And it's just horrible. It's just terrifying and horrible. All the way down to the museum. We do the whole museum thing. It's late for a kid. It's like 10 something. We get back in the return train. And sitting directly next to us is a, I'm not going to say homeless. I'm just going to say like maybe like getting there. Like on his way to homeless.
Working on it.
Right. He's got a few more semesters.
Aspiring to.
Yeah, a few more semesters in a home and then he's going to graduate to homeless. Guy, he is wearing... little black earbud headphones, which seem to be plugged into like a off-brand MP3 player, like a Sansa or maybe a phone that plays MP3s.
Oh, God. How could you even stand to be around him?
You might as well stink. I mean, so.
Oh, he smelled the roses, though. But
no, he smelled amazing. That was that close.
And
but
elderberry?
He
probably got it at a closing CompUSA.
That's true. They really blow those things out when they close it down. Yeah. So I finally realized the reason he's rapping at full volume is that he's listening to his backing track. He's listening to his beat on his little MP3 player.
Oh.
But the lyrics to his song, and look, I'll just apologize now, but I'm quoting, okay? I'm quoting.
Uh-huh.
These are not my words. These are not my sentiments, okay?
I'm so going to take these out of context later.
Okay, so I'm gonna back up. he's bobbing his head. I like this, which you people on the podcast can't see.
I've made a huge mistake.
He's screaming. Da! 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 For a good 12 minutes. 12 minutes, at least, the chorus. My 3-year-old daughter is 4 feet away from him.
Yeah. And she probably just heard all of that.
She
right
completely.
Now. I hope she repeats that.
She completely didn't acknowledge his existence. She just kind of wandered around the car looking at things she'd never seen before, crawling on me and.
She's like, that's a different shirt than he had on a lot of time.
No, right. And she was way more scared of Josh today than she was of that guy.
It's weird.
And
you should fix that.
But that's what...
As a survival instinct kind of thing, it's up to you to fix that.
On the other side of us were it seemed like a couple and maybe a few of the woman's friends comparing like Fredericks of Hollywood style crotchless panties.
Oh, cool.
That they were pulling them out of bags and showing them each other, and the husband was like, oh, God damn it. And we were sandwiched between the man screaming the N-word as loud as he could, just at full angry volume.
You double dumbass on you.
Less double dumbass on me.
Just reached over and gave him a little pinch.
Oh no, we were very scared. We were incredibly. He was big. We were very scared.
Wait, so was it like chocolate smooth from Iron Man, the first one.
I don't understand any of those words.
Right. What's the guy's name? Terrence Howard?
Chocolate smooth.
What?
That's his name, right? Chocolate smooth.
Oh, I see. Terrence Howard portrayed a inner city rapper in a movie.
But his name's Chocolate Smooth.
It is not.
In Iron Man?
It is.
No, in Iron Man, his name was Chocolate Smooth, but in the rapping movie,
it was Colonel Chocolate Smooth.
It is not Colonel.
And then he's
Captain
on,
Colonel Captain Chocolate.
He's on. He's on Law and Order now, L.A. And he's like, "Hey, baby."
And his name is Dr. Reverend like, Lawyer Smooth Chocolate.
Right, because every time he's on now, and they're like, "Did you rape and murder that woman?" He's like, "Oh, baby, it's gonna be all right. Don't worry about it."
He's always the defendant. Mm-hmm.
No, he. I don't know.
He's on trial for rape and murder episode.
Look, I'm not gonna lie.
He's one of the usual suspects. I haven't seen one episode. Every time.
I haven't seen one episode.
No, of course not. No one has.
I have seen half of an episode of Law and Order.
You're not
UK.
Over 60.
Wait, was this SVU? What?
Mm.
Wait, is that the?
No,
show
they added an LA.
Oh,
Law and Order
I don't
LA.
Pay attention to that shit.
He's like,
but they killed the original, like, right? That's
yeah,
over.
Yeah, Law and Order.
They shut down McDonald's, but they still
Law and Order Rape Kit.
Yeah.
Rape Kit. Order Rape Kit.
Yeah. And it still does the dun dun.
Chung chung. But on the UK version, it's just Ben Ben. It's Ben Ben. Big Ben. It just goes bong.
Yeah.
And everyone stops. And bong. Bong. Jamie Bamber's on that.
I know.
Jamie Bamber from Battlestar Galactica.
Everyone talks so British.
Is he fat in that show?
No, he's skinny.
They all talk like they're from London.
But have you actually seen what the people involved in the British court system look like?
Yeah.
The barristers.
They wear little stupid wigs.
Yeah.
Full head wigs. They're like yarmulke wigs.
Yeah, I know.
Little baby wigs.
It's awesome.
And they look like they're crocheted. They're like head koozies. Head doilies is what they are. I'd be like, "Your Honor, may I approach the bench?" "I can't take you seriously."
"You may."
I can't.
Can we have a sidebar?
"I just can't take you seriously. I'm sorry. You look ridiculous."
Sidebar. Approach the bench.
Noted in.
Yeah, I can't. Right. Yeah, I can't look at you.
I may have
you look bench. Like George Washington.
I keep looking at your forehead, trying not to look at your whole head, and it's distracting me. Yeah, no. And that's going to come on. I think it's going to come on like BBC America or something.
It is. It's already on.
Have you watched it?
I saw like a quarter of an episode. I was like, "The fuck are they saying?"
Yeah.
Oh, because they were speaking English.
Speaking of, like, let's forget about this shitty cop show or whatever the fuck you're talking about.
I'm done.
Dun dun.
The new Sherlock show that's in the UK.
Oh, I heard that's good.
I've watched the first two episodes and it's really good.
But is it set in modern times?
It's totally modern, like cell phones and
but
computers.
But is he
and shit.
Sherlock Holmes, or is it just like, "My name's Benjamin Sherlock, and I'm kind of like that guy Sherlock Holmes"?
It's Sherlock Holmes, and it's a
universe where those people were never literary characters. They're just
right. He lives at 221B,
but it's not. He's a cocaine addict.
So far they've suggested drug use without coming outright and saying it, but.
And it's not bad. That's weird.
No, it's Robert Downey. They're just
No. They're just although the music on the show is very
it
similar.
Anything like that movie? Is there a Guy Ritchie feel to it? Or
no, there's no Guy Ritchie feel.
They're like Iron Man.
Yes, there's a dude in a robot suit.
Is this on?
Now that seems like a ripoff. That seems like just a blatant Iron Man ripoff. If he's Sherlock Holmes in a robot suit, okay.
Anyway.
Well, I'm not going to watch it then.
Well, you can stream it from my house to your iPad.
Those are things that are possible now.
Right. I could be watching it on my iPad from my house right now. Mm-hmm. I should be. Fuck your bandwidth.
We can do that.
Oh, I've got fat pipe now. Bandwidth.
We could talk to that miner from Chile.
I'm going to have to go back and bleep those N-words later because I truly don't want that on my podcast.
Yeah.
I'd like to isolate those.
Sure. I'll let you do that.
For later use.
Right.
Oh, you know what I realized?
We'll play that at the wedding.
I forgot something. Oh, well. I'll do it later. I'll fix it in post.
Speaking of other TV you should be watching.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, God damn it.
This is where I would like to introduce
bad segue.
A new segment
oh?
to the Hijinks and Sue podcast.
Oh.
Why aren't you watching?
Was that really necessary?
Yeah, the segment's called "Why Aren't You Watching?"
God damn it.
It's where we talk about...
I have to take my headphones off when you do that.
It's about the things that you're not watching that you should be. Though I don't know what you're going to say, so I don't know if I agree.
So I don't give a shit what you agree. And actually, this is more for Eli than for you anyway.
I might not agree.
Go ahead.
You remember Tropic Thunder, the one guy that was like the explosives dude up in the tower with the curly
big
hair?
Ass titties.
Yeah, him.
I don't remember that guy.
Well, yeah, that's why
he was
I'm
in
Eli,
Pineapple Express.
Yeah,
he
The guy with the
guy who won't die.
The mullet.
Yeah,
guy.
Him.
Okay.
Have you been? He has a show on HBO. Have you been watching it? Because you need to watch it.
What's it called?
It's called Eastbound and Down.
No.
Yeah, I heard of that.
It is. I watched the entire first season of it 3 days ago.
It's supposed to be fantastic.
It is amazing. It is one of the most vulgar things I have ever seen.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know.
Wait, somebody else
is on
that. Season 2
is on now, so season 1 might be.
Some other comedian's on that. Who else is in that show? I'm going to look it up. You guys keep talking.
There's nobody famous on it at all.
Maybe not to you.
I haven't heard a lot.
Oh, no. There have been a couple cameos. Will Ferrell is a minor part. He's a used car salesman.
That makes sense.
And he kind of has a major part towards the end of season 1.
Wait, what? So what? I have no idea. It looks like it's about baseball.
No, it's... He was a Major League Baseball player.
He has cornrows in the promo picture.
Yeah, that's for season 2. No, he's a Major League Baseball player, and he's a pitcher. And
Danny McBride is who we're talking about.
Yeah, that's the guy's
Danny
name.
Danny McBride.
But he gets accused of doing steroids, and they kick him out or something. And it's just about him trying to rebuild his life whenever he was once like a super famous sports star,
right.
And now he's a nobody.
It's Andy Daly. Andy Daly's in this. He's a really famous comedian. He's awesome.
Show me a picture. The thing with the click and the, I don't know.
He was a lot of bit characters on Reno 911. Andy Daly. He played a lot of like pedophiles on Reno 911.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's the principal guy. Okay.
He's funny. Funny guy.
Anyway. Yeah, I've heard zero. And wait, I take that back. I did hear one thing and I heard it was like, meh. But when it's like a Sunday night show,
it's outstanding. You will love every second of it.
Here's the problem with really good shows being on things like HBO. Now, again, this doesn't apply to you, Josh, but for most people, if it's not on one of the channels you already get, you're not going to go out of your way to acquire it. You're not going to get HBO just to watch one show.
Right.
Some people do.
Then those people have a lot more disposable income than I do.
But no, if it's on Netflix or whatever, because season 2 is on right now, so I'm sure season 1 is available somewhere.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't looked. That would.
But like there's a couple of shows that are only on premium channels. Like
True Blood's a big one.
True Blood's one, sure. Did you hear about the Spartacus, you got blood in my sandwich or whatever?
Yeah.
Their guy,
yeah,
he's leaving for health reasons.
Cancer-fied.
He's got cancer. He's gonna die.
Yeah,
and so they're recasting the lead for season 2.
Oh, really?
The lead guy,
because originally
Spartacus.
Originally, they were doing it. Originally, they were doing Spartacus. A prequel for season 2, so that they could have some time to go do remission or something.
It sounds pretty easy. If I was a writer on that show, and knife through the sword through the chest. And we're bringing another guy.
Right. Well, no,
no.
He has
the
kid,
show is called Spartacus, and
it's
the guy that plays Spartacus.
Oh,
it's not Spartacus and Friends. And then in the next season, it's called like Brutus's Company or whatever. Like,
we'll just, you know, it's
Spartacus and Friends.
Yeah. It's like those couple years on Dukes of Hazzard where they're like, hey, guy who looks like Duke and Hazzard, you look just like your other guys.
Oh, like the one guy Duke and the one guy Hazzard.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Did they have a cousin Oliver situation
on
that show?
Do you remember that?
No, I was 7.
Okay,
you were 25. There's a big difference.
Yes, that's a good point. I was like 32 in vocational school.
No, the only thing I remember about Dukes of Hazzard is waiting for the car to jump and then tuning back out once it did. Like, them Duke boys got themselves in a mess of shit. How are they gonna get out of it?
Well, because and then Daisy would come out,
and I was too young to care about that.
Right.
I didn't care about that shit.
You've been watching Venture?
Yeah, I saw the
God, it's so good.
The new one last night. Why does that show get to be so consistently good? Like, I can't even really think of a single misstep in like 5 years.
It's because they
10 years linearly, but right.
Yeah.
But 5 seasons.
Right. And I think it's because they get to have like 47 months off in between episodes to make sure that the next one's perfect.
Now, you say off, but they're actually, for them, there is no off.
Well, yeah, I know. But
they, as far as I can tell from any reading and interviews that I've done, both Doc Hammer and Jackson Publick haven't stopped working on Venture Brothers since it got greenlit.
Right.
And if anything, they've gotten a few weeks off a year maximum.
Yeah.
Because they're doing they're the weirdos that'll do, like, I'm not only the writer, I not only write every episode, like they both write every episode.
Right.
They like take turns. I'll write one, you write the next one, I write the next one, I write the next one. Then they turn in all the scripts, then they get back the rough animation, and then they like direct and edit, and then they get back the final animation, right. And then like, but they do, and then they voice act
do half of the voice,
most of the characters. Yeah. And that's just insane, but it's produced such a high quality show. It's
why
ridiculous.
Would you do that?
God, it's so good. Where they've taken, is it 21's dead, right?
24 is dead.
24 is dead. 21. Where they've taken 21 in the last season is ridiculous.
Oh my God. The whole little, I don't want to spoil it for people that haven't watched yet.
No, I bet a lot of people haven't seen it because it was just this last weekend. But damn, that show is good.
This last episode, I think, was a huge moment in 21's life.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think we need to recommend that any more than we already have. But
I can't stop pumping.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is not the future we were promised.
All right, so we're back. We wanted to talk about, we forgot to talk about the 30 Rock Live episode.
Oh, yeah.
Which, Eli, you haven't seen yet?
No.
But Josh, you
have. God damn it. Yeah, I have. Okay. Have you seen both of them?
No, I didn't watch. I thought, I first thought there were going to be three, but were there only two feeds?
They only do East and West.
So which one did we see? We saw East Coast?
If you saw the first one, you saw East Coast.
I mean, I saw the one that aired on TV in the Central Time Zone.
I think it was probably East Coast. Who, whenever they did the 30 Rock theme song, who sang it?
Jenna.
Okay, that was the East Coast.
Okay, so that's the one that we saw. So, this is weird. I would assume they were shot with the same camera. Like, why would they bother getting different camera equipment for a live show? So, they should be the same super high-end HD camera that they normally shoot with.
But they're not shooting in real places, and they're using stage lighting. And
but this is where I think the lighting is what makes everything go shitballs. Because instead of lighting a scene the camera is, you're blasting all the light all the time.
Yeah, no. It's what's probably happening is that the actual real TV show is filmed on 35mm or high-quality cameras at 24 frames a second, the way a movie is filmed.
Yeah.
Because while SNL, because it's a live section, they film it at 30 frames a second.
Yeah.
And your brain can tell the difference.
Yeah. And we're just trained to think that 24 looks right, even though 30 looks more like looking through a window and seeing real life.
Right. But you don't want to.
But it makes it look cheap.
Right. Because real.
And they made fun of it, saying it looks like a Mexican soap opera.
Right.
But it pulled me out of the 30 Rock mindset to such an extent.
Yeah.
That. Two things pulled me out of
oh God, the laugh track.
The laugh track.
It wasn't a
was
track,
the other one.
But it was
the
live.
Laughter.
Yeah.
The actual audience laughing and the lighting and the look of it made many of the jokes fall flat for me.
Well, the timing was all off because they had to wait for people to shut up.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting experience, or like experiment, I should say.
No, I think they did good by doing it, you know? And there were a few mistakes, which were kind of interesting. But it wasn't 30 Rock. It was a different show entirely.
Well, it was SNL making 30 Rock.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it was all the SNL crew on the SNL stages, so.
It was like weird, like making
exactly
out
what it was.
Kind of, no, nothing like that. It was like
no,
when you get,
no,
when you,
no, it kind of was.
Okay, okay. No. I thought it would be like when you sit on your hand till it's numb and then jack off. But
that's also like kissing a dude.
Really? It feels like he's dead? Anyway,
well,
so
brains.
So, yeah, but it wasn't.
Did you?
The other thing that was really bizarre was the remade sets. Like, all of the sets looked super shitty and super cheap.
Right.
And,
well, they had to. They made them in less than a week.
Yeah. I don't know. It was bizarre.
That. Right. Whatever. It was fine. They weren't trying to make an episode of 30 Rock look like an episode of 30 Rock that just happened to be live.
The problem with doing that was that 30 Rock is so perfectly timed. They cram so many jokes per minute into every available minute.
30 Rock
and the
works
editing
because of the
oh,
editing.
The editing is so great on that show. And there was and you take all that out and it's kind of like it's not as good as it's like Friends or something.
I didn't have a problem with it. I mean,
I
it was
say I had a problem,
it
but
wasn't
it was
30. It was fine. It was just weird. It was different. You don't like things that are different, Joel.
This is true.
Well, change. I fear change.
Right.
Change threatens my threatened
place. It was a fucking ratings gimmick. Who cares?
I did like Matt Damon's scene where he looked like he was in the SNL equivalent of a airplane.
Yeah.
That was unbelievably shitty, but still pretty funny. Yeah.
Well, and their whole bit about like old Liz.
Yes.
Being Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes, that was
that
funny.
Was pretty brilliant.
That was funny. And Jack was just some random underwear model, which was also pretty good.
But no, it was interesting. I mean, but the differences between the two airings of it, some of the jokes were different. A couple of people swapped around a few different lines, but
yeah, there was there's actually a website that I found that chronicled all the differences between the two, and even talked about where like jokes fell flat. They also mentioned something that was kind of funny. When Matt Damon comes on the first feed, the crowd goes nuts.
Yeah.
But on the second feed, nothing, because it's the same audience. So they knew he was there.
Right.
They didn't care. That's kind of funny.
It's weird.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on.
Okay, Hijinks and Sue podcast. This is going to be the last segment of the show here.
Oh,
trying something new.
This is going to be a train wreck, I hope.
If you are listening to this now, chances
like that movie.
Are.
Train wreck, the movie.
No, Runaway Train Wreck.
I think it's called Unstoppable, actually.
Right, whatever.
Untrainable.
How to train
How to untrain your dragon.
Your train.
Wreck.
Starring Denzel and Thomas the Train.
Even though I'm derailing us even... Ah, train.
Wow,
derailing. Even though I'm derailing us even further. Train joke. Yeah, I wanted to mention, unfortunately, I saw a trailer at a movie when I was watching The Social Network. I saw a trailer for a Russell Crowe movie that looks really good, and I don't like Russell Crowe that much.
What do you have against Russell Crowe?
Yeah, no shit.
The fuck is wrong with you?
He makes a bunch of movies that aren't good.
Whatever. I don't care.
He's made a bunch of good movies, and lately he makes a bunch of shit.
He was Gladiator.
And that was gay porn. Sure, I get that for you. But,
yeah, it was.
But.
I liked it.
The next 3 days. Have you seen the trailer for this?
Oh, yeah. Where he's breaking his wife out.
This is my kind of movie. This is I love Prison Break type movies.
Is your wife going to the slammer for something?
Yeah, I gotta learn. I gotta learn this shit.
God damn it.
I have to break her out pretty soon.
What did she do?
So his wife goes to the slammer for a crime that she may or may not have committed. The
Shawshank.
I bet she did. She did. And he's misguided.
Whatever. And the trailer doesn't make that clear. But he basically goes and finds... who is it that plays the mentor in that? He's kind of like Chubbs from Happy Gilmore. He's like the wise old black guy that plays golf.
Is it Liam Neeson?
Yes. And that's what sold it for me.
Oh, okay. You He's think like, Liam Neeson's going to like...
Every prison has a weakness.
Right. I'm going to stab that weakness in the knees with some nails.
In the version I didn't see, yeah.
That oh, was you still never version. Saw that?
No, because I don't know if it's the DVD.
No.
The DVD doesn't tell you if that's what you're going to get,
I think the
so
DVD
I haven't
is
rented
European.
It.
Well, the, actually, the if it says PG-13, it's American.
I have a very particular set of skills.
Oh, my God. You have to see him torture a dude to death because it's awesome. Not that I get off on murder or anything.
Now listen.
But I kind of do.
They're going.
I can't stop pumping gum.
Now they're going to tickle you. So,
Oh, yeah, I forgot you did that comic.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I forgot about that. Yeah, I just love
with
doing
the
that
banana.
Voice.
That was actually.
I love doing that voice.
That was one of your better ones.
What were we talking about?
It was the last good one I did.
Yeah.
We were talking about our new segment and four movies in between. Anyway,
and
this movie looks great.
Wreck.
This movie looks great. Because Liam Neeson teaches Russell Crowe how to break into a prison. And the problem with it is the trailer basically shows you that they get out of the prison and that they're on the run from the cops.
You mean
like
that show Prison Break that's called Prison Break?
Yeah. So anyway, many of you that follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/hijinksensue, will know that earlier today, today being a Tuesday?
Year of our Lord.
What's today, Tuesday? Tuesday of our Lord?
Yeah. Do you even know what time is anymore?
It's oh,
Taco.
No.
It's Taco Tuesday.
I've been sleeping during the day for about the last month.
You are a goddamn vampire.
And I've been waking up at like 2 in the afternoon and going to bed at like 7 a.m. It's really weird.
Get a job.
And so a lot of the time we'll be driving somewhere and I'll ask my wife, I'm like, wait, what day is it? Because I just don't know. Anyway, so you'll notice that earlier today, Tuesday, I told you that there is a phone number now for Hijinks and Sue. That number is, let me turn around and look at it.
Oh, shit, put it down. Fuck. This is unprofessional.
You are fucking terrible at this, Joel.
Oh, this is,
is that the guy from Chile?
203-6-FANCY-B for for Fancy Bastard.
Wow.
203-6-FANCY-B. Call that number, and you'll be able to leave a voicemail for Hijinks and Sue for the podcast. So I gave out that number on Twitter today, and I said, hey, call me, and say whatever the fuck you want. Tell me a joke, sing a song, do whatever you want to do, because I want to test this out and see if it works. And I encourage you from this point forward to call that number and leave me messages. Ask questions to any or all of the podcast crew, or suggest topics for discussion. Eli, you had something to add? Yeah.
This sounds like what they do on the news.
When they're got a tip.
If you have a story that you'd like to tell.
Well, I was in Walmart, and first of all, that one Walmart, I don't even like that Walmart.
I think that them Dallas Cowboys need to fire that coach.
Yeah, the end.
Yeah,
click. So,
very insightful.
Did you see what I posted on Twitter about the little boy that wanted to be...
Who fell in a well?
No. In the Dallas Cowboys?
No, I don't care.
We were at a park, and these little boys jumped out of a minivan and ran to the park, and one of them screamed, I'm going to be the robot who's a skeleton who plays for the Dallas Cowboys.
What?
Then they went and played that. You never told me that the Dallas Cowboys had some sort of android skeleton.
They do.
On their team. Is he popular? Is he? Anyway. So we got these voicemails. I got like 15 or 20 of these things. I've listened to none of them because it was just within the last couple of hours. And
so we're doing this live. Like, yeah, this could be anything.
Fuck it, we're going to do it live. I have no idea what we're about to get into.
But you're encouraging readers to call in. And
no, keep doing it.
Just ask us questions. Do whatever.
Whatever.
Proposition me.
You want to sing a song? Fine. Do you want Josh to blow you? I don't
proposition
know.
Proposition 9. What?
Proposition was 8, actually. Eight. But
I don't know.
Yeah.
19
was the weed one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks for that. Thanks. Go. Thanks, Unstoppable Train.
Go.
I appreciate that. The neat thing that Google does, the hilarious thing they does, is they does try to transcribe the voicemails, and they're hilariously wrong. So I'm going to open this up to
you
two.
Via text. It doesn't actually do a digital playback.
You could use the Mac to use the computer voice to read the text.
Tell that.
That Google translated from real.
Like that.
Bylaws.
We can do that with our snazzy new board.
I'm not doing
there.
That. Listen.
I can do that with my iPad.
That thing wasn't
true. I'm opening this up to you guys. I can either read the text and then we can listen to the real message, or I can read the text and you can tell me if you want to hear it or not.
I don't care.
How about you just read the text to yourself?
No, that'll be quiet.
If it sounds like it's going to be good, then you go ahead and play it, and we'll listen to it, and then we'll
fire them all off.
Just play it straight through, no pausing. Just go.
What do they call it? Rapid or what was it? Strike and awe. And
shock and awe. Listen to this.
Whatever.
Stream of consciousness.
All right, this one comes from a 703 area code. I don't know where that is. Listen,
is that Detroit?
I don't know, but listen to this. Well, you've got hoes in different area codes, so you should know most of these. Wait.
We have to guess before you go through this. How many of these people have I slept with?
Okay.
Like
one of them, I'm almost positive you have.
Oh.
Oh,
well, then I know who called.
If you are.
Or do I?
Listen.
Just play it. Play it.
Here's the message.
Play it.
If you are one.
Play it.
Shut up, fuck. If you are one, hey, it's the pastor. This is the pool. Yeah, we one of your put here followers. Doing what you set up a pointer. Checks. So
yeah, I want to hear that robot voice. Do that again.
Shut up.
Do it. Dude, that thing wasn't cheap.
Oh, are we not hearing this?
Make use of that.
Why can I not?
Hang on. I think my
stall
thing wasn't connected all the way.
Stall. Stalling. Hey.
Don't say stage freeze.
Stretch. Mine. Stretch. Keep it going. Dead air.
Oh yeah, what?
Dead air.
We can't sell anything on dead air.
Can you
your ad could be here.
Here we go.
Blood queef.
God. That is worse than a blood diamond. Audio failed to load. Okay, this is just going great so far.
Speaking of blood diamonds. Your ad.
Here it goes. Just
one fancy bastard. This is the Royale Wii. Twitter followers doing what you said on Twitter.
This guy's gonna kill me.
I'm coming for you. Now that I have your phone number, I'm gonna kill you.
No. Okay. Here we go. We
should totally do that.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
You want me to turn on the robot voice when it reads them so they'll be even harder to understand?
Yes.
No. Maybe next time. All right, so there's number one.
Do something with that thing.
Number two, I like this. Unable to transcribe.
Oh, shit. I hope it's just like a modem or something.
What the fuck up? Gilded Age in this bitch.
I think he's beatboxing. Yeah.
Is Kevin Smith?
The system.
Well, he listens. Now. I know he listens. Wow, that goes on for a long time.
No, 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 I wanted to see if he ran out of breath.
Go ahead.
Okay. Wait, he's breakdown.
Oh.
Wait, is this Chocolate Smooth?
Terrence Howard?
No, yeah, no.
I think it is.
This is Chocolate Rain.
Oh, oh.
Wow. Oh, he's having a seizure.
Ida.
Ida.
Ida. Ida. Ida burrito.
Ida.
Ida pita. Ida. Holy fuck!
Did we just listen to a guy die?
I think so.
Sign
that was a snuff call.
Sign him up.
Is that like instead of prank call? It's like snuff call. Snuff call.
Wow. I don't know how I feel about that.
You did post a phone number publicly.
Yeah, I did.
I want to point that
out. Okay, this one actually transcribed really well, and it's just a question for me that is not for the podcast. So I'll go back and pick another one.
What is your cup size?
Let's see.
What will be your last
Hello,
words?
I'm a big Santa comic. So here we go.
Hello, I'm a big Santa comic, and I'm sitting here practicing piano, and you're thinking, so I'll play the beginning of Dr. Horrible's
Freezer. Oh, thank you, hubby. Oh, was he not? Is the dog? Hang
on. Growing up isn't easy. Put on a smiling face. I forget what that's from.
He is practicing.
Oh. This is so awesome.
No, I like this. This is good. Oh, and it's trying to transcribe this. This is why this message is so weird.
I'm confused. Is he Middle Eastern?
No, you're a racist.
Well, yeah, but that has nothing to do with the question.
So the final transcription from that was, so a little bit, and I don't want to say anything. Love you, okay? And go and to the moon, and when you, edit, didn't, whatever, hope it works.
Cool story, bro. Yeah.
Coalstone. This segment sponsored by Coalstone.
I could use some
cream. Here's another.
But I'll need some Lactaid first.
This is local.
You know, if you switch around the letters in the words fancy bastard, and you spell fancy a little bit special, then you get Starface Band.
Starface Band?
I think so.
Did you hear the music from Cape Fear? Bum, yeah.
Wait, Starface Band? Like, are we Kiss now?
This is a joke.
Oh, no.
Naked blonde walks into a bar with a poodle under one arm and a 2-foot salami under the other. She lays the poodle on the table. Bartender says, I suppose you won't be needing a drink. Naked lady says, I'll rip your head off and shit down your neck.
I don't know what that's about.
That's from Duke Nukem 3D.
I don't get that.
Where was that from?
I'm glad you're here to say that, because otherwise I would have been very scared by that.
That's a... Oh, God.
Jeez. 248 area code? I don't know.
248?
Here's another.
Oh, yeah, that was...
The guy who just tried to play another song that wasn't very good. It's a new piano playing guy, so don't worry about it. Ready?
This guy is comedy gold.
I like him. You should identify yourself next time.
No,
you
don't.
He should call in during a show.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in a cat moon suit?
This is from Sarah Silverman.
No, this is from The Hangover.
Oh, The Hangover, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Andy sings this.
Oh, no.
But if he's been murdered by
Have a good day.
Thanks, man. Next time you do this, you should definitely... First of all, you should keep doing this.
That is Piano Man.
And you need to identify yourself.
We'll have a theme for him, which is Elton John's Piano Man.
That's not Elton John at all. That's Billy Joel.
Whatever.
And they're different dudes.
No, they're not.
Have you ever seen them in the same room at the same time?
Yes, they tour together constantly, and then they play at the same time on the same stage.
No, that's not true.
It's a mirror.
Does Bruce Wayne show up at his own Bruce Wayne events?
Here we go.
Message 2 was received at 2:20 p.m. June 20th.
Ben Folds song?
Hello, you little peon. This is the king. It is come to my attention that
this is this is me.
This is, fucking what?
This is a birthday message that I left for someone 10 years ago.
Who cares? It's your fucking birthday. Fuck you. Oh, no. Keep up the good work. Fuck you.
Wait, was that guy Indian?
Wow. What's with all the racism?
This is a message I left for someone who worked for Alcatel. And I used to pretend to be the King of France, which was his boss.
Oh.
And so I'd call and leave him voicemails as the King of France. Huh. That is from 10 years ago.
That's
you
bizarre.
Mean fire the missiles, King of France?
I don't know what you're talking about.
But I am retired.
Fine.
Here's another.
Take a nap.
Then fire the missiles.
This is Marty's dad from Tweet World. Just what? To give you a message here. It sounds like Southworth wants to be a teen mom. Give him a call. He wants to get famous. Talk to you later. Bye.
Is that a wrong number?
Nope, I know what he's talking about. Okay, keep going.
Is that a personal message?
No, it's just somebody that follows me and Paul Southworth on Twitter.
Uh-huh. Mm. That sounded like someone was trying to set up like a Craigslist adult media.
Yeah, yeah. This one's just real short. Some of these, if they're real short, the translation comes through pretty good, so I can tell there's like not much to them. Here we go.
Joe Watson, Jamie Malone, Covered Wagon Kid. This is a test of the Fancy Bastard Alert System. If this had been a real Fancy Bastard emergency, you would be followed by instructions to eat bacon and laugh your ass off. Best I could come up with in short notice. Hope whatever you're planning works out. Look forward to it. Thanks. Later.
That is a good point that he brings up there.
What's
and
that?
I'd like to cover that.
What?
What? Yeah, no, I got nothing.
What, like safety tips?
Like a condom?
Joel, it's Chris just calling to say hi. Tell Josh I love him. Bye.
Oh,
thanks, Chris.
That was Chris from
Chris McBride?
No.
Is that his last name?
No.
Wait, Martina name. McBride?
No, he's in Minneapolis.
Did she call him?
He's CPJ.
Minneapolis.
She writes really good
Chris,
stuff.
That was Chris Josephs.
Okay.
They played on the Cinemark.
Yeah, and the your scary caller guy, that was Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, the one that said the Duke Nukem reference?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, he's terrifying.
From Detroit.
Let's see.
Kevin from Detroit, go ahead.
He's like 7 and a half.
You're on the
feet
air.
Tall.
You're on the air.
I can probably get him on one time.
Oh, you mean on here?
I didn't say get him off.
No.
But I can do that too.
Oh, hey, Joel. It's Locke Cole. I just wanted to call and say thanks for pretty much defining who I am as a person today.
Jesus.
Wow. Hear that. From people.
That is weird.
It is all weird.
Kind of is the way it happened.
Send $1,000.
Kind of taught me how important art is
for this podcast.
How to actually analyze it.
Where's the money?
And I guess I'm calling you right now because I'm trying to take a break from the now 16, 17 page research paper I'm doing on
slacker.
A video game. So
that's not possible.
Well, guess what? You're on the podcast now.
No school.
Answer my question.
We'll accept that.
On the importance of art, this wouldn't have happened. So I don't know whether to thank you or to curse you.
Either.
But honestly,
send money.
Fine.
Yeah, you should hate him like we do.
Good luck with everything, and have a good day.
Keep listening and send more money.
Thanks, man. That was really sweet.
That's pretty awesome.
I'll take your money.
You got to pay for a wedding.
Yeah, no, those things don't.
And
you're gonna someone's got to clean up.
You're gonna have at least 7 kids.
Somebody's gonna clean up all that after I kill the hippo.
Oh.
Man,
this is the one I think we already listened to.
Tell you what.
Hi, Joel. Greetings from Chicago. You said to leave a message with anything you like, and my girlfriend wanted me to tell you, or to ask you at least, to do a Dancing with the Stars comic.
You don't have a girlfriend.
Hope you're having a great night. Bye now.
I don't know. Dancing with the Stars is something that girls like.
Right.
How else would he know that?
The internet.
Oh.
Yeah, but no man would watch Dancing with the Stars.
That's a good point.
It seems like that's all of them. Ah. I can't really tell because this kind of seems to highlight. So anyway, that's enough, though. But that was kind of neat. So here's what I want to do.
This is like a new mailbag format.
Yeah, I
call
think,
in with questions.
Listen, I'm gonna leave it open. If you guys want, if you want to post questions and whatnot on Twitter, then feel free to do it with #HEPodcast whenever you like throughout the week. I'll check it. I'll check the search for that once a week and make sure that or see if there are any questions there. But if you want to call in and you want to leave a message, it's damn it, I forgot again. Was it 203?
I don't know. This
1-800. In the arms of the angel. In the arms.
203-6-FANCY-B is what it is. I'll remember that by next time.
Yeah.
In the
arms. Hey, play
stop,
that.
Stop singing about sad puppy commercials. You don't know about this, do you?
I had to watch a Death on the Highway video at my last when I got a ticket.
Right now, that song plays over sad, mistreated puppies. Hi, this is Sarah McLachlan. Stop beating puppies. In the arms of. And it's the saddest fucking thing ever. It's horrible. So anyway, what I want to do, though, is as the phone number thing goes and goes and goes, I want to offer like challenges or specific requests for calls. If either of you have any ideas and you want to say, hey, call and tell us your blah, 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 feel free. If you have an idea out there in the listening audience for you know, calls that we might ask people to send in, email me, podcast@hijinxandsue.com. So,
oh, we can end on a joke. I have a joke.
Go for it.
What's red and black? No. Wait. What's black and white and red all over and can't turn around in an elevator?
What's that?
A nun with a knife through her head.
What? Why can't Thank she you. Turn around?
Yeah, I don't get that at all. I mean, I just don't get any of that. Well, it
is
not at all.
It is what it is.
Okay. No, I don't think it is, but...
Now, did the knife sever her spinal column and she really can't move at all?
All right, so we're done. So listen.
Is that what that's about? Or?
Both of you, hush forever.
Jokes.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Hijinx Soup Podcast. Thanks for coming back. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Here's what I need from you to keep the show going. We need 300 donation subscribers by the end of the year. Hopefully before then. My property taxes are due. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. So anyway, 300 donation subscribers. Go to podcast.hijinxandsue.com and click on the donations page or the direct URL podcast.hijinxandsue.com/donations and sign up for a donation subscription. If you like the show, I will keep it going once a week for the foreseeable future as long as we have 300 donation subscribers and we have about 80 right now. Now, if you want to make a one-time donation and you don't give a shit about ongoing donations, feel free. There's a link to do that as well. What do you get when you donate? You get access to the vault. So you get to see all of my behind-the-scenes art and my iPhone wallpapers and desktops and other stuff that I do for the comic. But for you podcast listeners, you're going to get bonus podcast material. You can listen to 60-some-odd post shows that are already up there, new post shows that we'll be recording as we do this new leg of the podcast, and also
super uncensored stuff.
This is Josh's idea, and I don't know how I feel. We're gonna try this
uncut.
Josh wants me to post the uncut feed. You notice that we've been pausing and taking breaks throughout the show, but we have a second recording device that's been continually recording.
Top secret.
And Josh thinks we should post that, so I'm gonna do that this time.
Secrets.
So sign up for the vault, and if you like the uncut version,
find out that Josh really isn't gay.
Dude, which, spoilers.
The uncut version right now clocks in at about 30 minutes more than the cut version.
Right.
So so if you want to get that in addition to the post show,
donate.
And check out store.hijinxandsue.com.
Store.
Actually, don't do that. Click the store button because I'm changing the URL. And button. Check out the new Ewok Stare shirt that just went live in my store. And what else is there? There's going to be a lot of stuff before Christmas.
Christmas.
Two or three new shirts, some cards. Was there anything else?
I don't know. This is your show.
Well, yeah, it's been so long.
I just show up here.
It's been so long, I barely even know what we're doing.
Flap my mouth with this microphone thing.
Microphone.
We're going to try something on the post show. I made up sort of a podcast game. We're going to see if it works. So anyway.
I bet it doesn't.
I bet it does, but it's horrible. Thanks right. for listening. I bet I forgot a bunch of shit, but we'll get you next time.
This was a terrible comeback.
Modern life is much too hard with no jetpacks or flight.